Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy at Gozo TV on this beautiful Thursday. It's September 16th, 2021. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode talking today about how I love the church. Wow. What can I compare the church as far as working at a church, being called to ministry, full-time ministry? I guess you could compare it to maybe your love for your kids. It's kind of something that you feel that is a privilege, a responsibility. You love it. Sometimes you can't stand it, but you really can't get away from it. Not everyone, of course, has this calling to be a minister in the church. We all, of course, have a calling is the right word. We all are to be about the kingdom of God. But even in the Bible, of course, you have Levites, priests, prophets, you have kings, and not everyone was a prophet or a priest. And so there were a lot of, quote, followers or congregants. And so obviously in the church, the same thing happens. You have the professionals, and it's not about money or pay. It's about, maybe it is about calling. It definitely is about setting that time aside to do the work of God so that it's done well and so that we can focus on the work of God. And so my point is that I have been called to the work of the church for many years, maybe since I was born. Now, recently, well, not just recently, I would say in my whole 25, 30 years of working in the church full-time, or at the beginning it was part-time, I have thought about, of course, leaving and not doing church work anymore, doing something else, media, music, you name it. But I continue to go back to this love affair, this calling to help people find God. I continue to see the need for church and for churches and for church leaders now more than ever. Last night, I was watching a live stream of a friend's church. It was really beautiful. And because I recently left my previous church, which has been a painful process still, it was sort of a bittersweet thing. I thought, wow, this is exactly what I've always wanted. It was just a beautiful night and wonderful music and production and preaching and a packed house of a lot of young people here in the area. And I guess it was sad for me to some degree, thinking this is what I've been working on for the last 5 years, and it was just taken away from me. It was gone in one night. And so that was hard for me. But at the same time, I felt like what God was really trying to say to me was that this is what I'm supposed to do still. And that was a really passionate and comforting feeling, because of course I've been wondering, am I too old? Is it too late? Do I just not have what it takes anymore? You name it. I've definitely gone through some self-doubt and et cetera. But watching it last night, and I think that was probably the first service that I've watched, maybe the second in the last 4 or 5 weeks since I left my previous church. But watching this stream and seeing church take place, it was beautiful. God just kept saying to me and to my heart, this is you. This is what you're here to do on this earth. There are a lot of things that I could do and I enjoy doing, but it's to build the church that is my calling. What it comes down to, it's about helping people find Jesus. It's about this desperate feeling I have to help people know that God loves them. We have so much need for that. I mean, it may seem like there are so many churches and people don't care about church and everyone's into manifesting in the universe, and all that is true. It may seem that the church, definitely the white evangelical, has become addicted on Trump and how the elections were fraud, and that's true. And that's so horribly sad. And yet, in spite of all that, my calling is not about that. It's about helping people, about bringing healing to them, especially young people, because that's when I got saved. That's when I, maybe not saved, but that's when I put two and two together. That's when God met me face to face. It was in my late teens, early 20s, my first couple of years in school, college. And so that's the age and that season that I have a real passion for. And it's not going to be a church that is old or stuck in the 50s or with antiquated power structures, which are the churches that I've been a part of for 10 years. And instead, I want to be at a church that fits who I am. And it's not going to be old white people or old Hispanic people or old anything. It's going to be about a church that is young, a church that is thriving, that is serving the community, that is helping people be healed emotionally, physically, mentally, helping the poor, the drug addict, helping the people that are in need, young couples and single moms and all the rest, through discipleship, through evangelism, and through powerful worship and preaching. And to do it with many people. This is not a one-man show. This is something that we need each other. We need 20, 50, 100 people to get this started. And I don't care if it's 10 people or 20 or 100 or 10,000. All I want is to have this message of Jesus touch the hearts of people. And I know it does. And I know it will. And I know it always has and always will. And no matter how young or old I am or how many churches are hiring or not or mistakes that I've made or giftedness that I have, God knows all that, and He knows who I am. And by the grace of God, here I am standing, feeling strong, powerful. Yeah, of course, a bit hurt and wounded and still going through a lot. And of course, money and finances are always concerns for any pastor, any human. But I know that God is faithful. And what was important, at least last night and really this whole season, is to know what my calling is, to know who I am. I am a child of God. I'm loved by God, put on this earth to worship Him, to help people meet Jesus. That's why I'm here. And to do it through my own uniqueness, whether it's my culture, my background, the way I see life, certainly through my own experience of overcoming daily stress and fear and anxiety and depression and learning about all those things, and to mentor young people and to equip the church so that we can become people that will become healers ourselves, especially in this post-pandemic era, whenever that starts. Or maybe we're already there and we just have to get used to what this is all about. I love the church. I love the people. I love everything about the church. I could go to church 10 times a week because I truly love it, not to just be there, but to equip, to teach, to preach, to train, to model, to mentor, to love, and not alone, not just with my family, my wife only, and me and our kids, but together with a group of 10, 20, 30, 50 people to do something great in this world, to love each other and to be against politics and all this stuff and partisan stuff and all these white evangelicals that are all pro-Trump, to stand against all of that kind of stuff and to really stand for Jesus and His kingdom and His love and His grace, and to really be mindful of discipleship, evangelism, worship, the things that Acts 2 and Matthew 28 and all of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation talks about, because we know that Jesus is coming back, and we know that these are times that are very, very important. I'm so excited, even though this is still a very difficult time for the whole earth, for the whole world. I'm still excited because the opening is bigger than ever right now for love, for Jesus, for compassion, to help people mend and heal from mental health topics, from mental strength, as I like to call it, to become mentally strong once again, to find purpose, to root your life on Jesus. We've all grieved someone. We've all lost someone. We've all been through death and dying and grief and loss and not knowing exactly when life will come back around again. We all are in the same boat, and many people are either just giving up or just looking for God, and I can't wait to do that. I don't know what that means. I don't know the timing, but I know that God is going to bless it. It might be a Bible study on my house here at home on Wednesday nights. It might be something on Sunday evenings. It might be something online. It might be all of the above. But it won't just be me. It won't just be my family. We need, as I said, a movement, a critical mass, I guess they used to call it. But more than anything, we need a group of people that love each other, that are ready and willing to embark on this mission called the church, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of grace, this city church that wants to touch the world, to bring freedom to the captives, to bring healing to the brokenhearted, to bring peace to the hopeless. That is my desire, to do it with my uncle, who I love, my cousins, my friends, of course, my wife and three amazing kids, to do it with you, to do it with young and old, to do it with black and white, to do it with American and non-American citizen and undocumented, to do it with people that are all hungry and in need of grace and desiring to have their lives be changed by a powerful God through discipleship, through life groups, through life changer groups, through family groups, so that we can mend and that we can be equipped to heal our friends, our family, through personality, through the Enneagram, through the Word of God, through different trainings that we will go through, so that we can all grow and to help the drug addicts and to help those people that are coming out of poverty and that are trying to not lose their house and trying to buy a house, and to pray for small business owners and for people that are needing work and that need to learn skills, to provide internships and jobs for job creation to occur at the church, for entrepreneurship skills, for business school at the church, for leadership school at the church, that the church once again can become the hub, the center of the city and of most of all of our lives, because it's helping you grow and find your purpose so that you can then go, whether it's to a bank or to own a bank or to trade money or to work at a local restaurant, that you will have the skills to succeed and to be a blessing to this world. Last night was bittersweet, but I think it was more sweet than anything. Yes, it hurts to not be able to continue with the amazing work that our family and many had started, but we need to just lick our wounds a bit, dust ourselves off, and to wait for the right time to come back and to keep serving God, because this is my heart. This is our calling as a family. My wife needs it. Our kids need it. We all need a place to call home. I need it, and I know that many people will follow. So thank you so much for your support. If you would like to be a part of my coaching program, you can just go to davidtree.com/coaching. You and I will meet once a week for 4 weeks. You also have some videos that we provide, and it's only $49 a month. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.